AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. President Trump is threatening to go after Iran's civilian infrastructure unless a peace deal is reached soon. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president said yesterday talks aimed at ending the war are going well.
I think we'll make a deal with them, pretty sure. But it's possible we won't.
And this morning writes on social media, if one is not reached shortly, the U.S. will wipe out Iranian power plants, oil wells, the Karg Island oil export hub, and potentially even facilities supplying drinking water. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
AP's Charles de Ledesma reports thieves in Italy have made off with three paintings by Renoir, Cezanne, and Matisse worth millions of dollars.
The heist from a museum near the city of Parma in northern Italy took place on the night of March 22-23, with thieves forcing open the entrance door. The three stolen paintings are Fish by Auguste Renoir, Still Life with Cherries by Paul Cézanne, and Odalisque on the Terrace by Henri Matisse. Local media reports that the thieves were able to nab the paintings in less than 3 minutes and escape across the museum gardens. The crime in Parma comes after a series of high-profile heists at major European museums, including an incident in October where thieves stole jewels and other items worth $101 million from the Louvre in Paris. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Four astronauts are getting ready to blast off on humanity's first trip to the moon in more than half a century. In an AP interview, Apollo 16 astronaut Charlie Duke says Artemis is a great recruiting tool for NASA.
I find a lot of interest looking back, you know, 50 years ago to Apollo. And so I try to get people motivated with Artemis because I said, it's going to be the same.
The UN says three peacekeepers have been killed in southern Lebanon in 24 hours. This is AP News. AP's Julie Walker reports on the discovery of another link to the Underground Railroad in New York City and the fight to make sure it stays intact.
Historians hail it as the first intact Underground Railroad site found in New York in over 160 years, a secret passageway to help slaves escape under a drawer at the Merchants House Museum. Operations Director Emily Hill Wright says they knew it was there. They did not know the significance until.
We learned something really important about Joseph Brewster, who's the man who built and designed this house. And what we learned is that he was an abolitionist.
The secret passage is under a built-in dresser drawer you remove and climb into.
The passage itself is about 2 foot square and extends down over 15 feet.
Now they want to stop development of a building next door.
There's really no way that that development proceeds without causing serious damage.
Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Haya Panjwani.